predestined, an outcome determined from the beginning. Predestined by Barry Bennett. We were by nature children of wrath, Ephesians 2:3. The nature of fallen man is the same in all who are born into this world. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the age of this world, and according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Ephesians 2:1-2. None were predestined for salvation and eternal life. We were all sons of disobedience. All were locked into the bondage of sin and death. How then can we be saved? In him you also, after hearing the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and after believing in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13. The simple answer is that we must hear the word of truth, believe, and be sealed with the Holy Spirit. At the moment of that new birth, something new begins. He predestined us to adoption as sons to himself through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will. Ephesians 1:5. Once we hear and believe the gospel, our predestination in him begins. Our salvation wasn't predestined, but once we believe, our destiny is predestined. We're predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, not some other image. Romans 8:29. We were predestined to be adopted as sons and daughters unto God. Ephesians 1:5. We are predestined to live for the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1:11 and 12. We were predestined to be holy and without blame before him. Ephesians 1:4. In other words, once we hear and believe the gospel, our destinies have been predestined. There are no separate destinies or options in the kingdom. We will bear his image, be a part of his family, live to praise his glory, and be without guilt and condemnation before him. As long as we remain in the faith, we are predestined for glory. However, if we shrink back, our destiny will take a different course. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1. The eternal destiny of the lost and those who depart from the faith is also predestined. God leaves the choice up to us. Would you like to be predestined? Believe the gospel. Believe in Jesus. Allow his love to transform you, and your eternity is set.